Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
I think it is his.
It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 97, we up in heaven. New year, new me, new you, new everyone. I'm here with my boy Zambo.
Hello.
Oh, the sexy, sultry voice of the Z-Man is back in the studio with the WBS thing going on.
That's right.
Happy New Year, you son of a bitch.
Happy New Year, you bastard.
Thank you very much. How are you? I appreciate it. I love it so much.
I want to start this one off with a question.
Oh.
I got a question.
Okay.
Where have all the good men gone?
I don't know.
Where are all the gods?
I don't know.
Where is that streetwise Hercules to fight those rising odds?
I don't know.
Isn't there that white knight upon that fiery steed? Because let me tell you something. Late at night, I toss and I turn and I dream of what I need.
Wow.
I need a hero.
A hero?
I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night.
How about a roast beef with bacon and mozzarella on a garlic bread, hero?
Add bacon to it and you sold me.
That's what I'm saying. Some bacon. That'd be delicious, right? That's the kind of hero that I want.
Oh, baby.
Or how about a chicken cutlet with mozzarella and bacon?
Let me tell you, there's this one, there's this one place near me, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say names because they don't deserve the press. They overcharge for, they overcharge for their sandwiches, but it's worth it to me because I've been going to them since high school. Oh. Chicken cutlet.
Ooh.
Thousand Island dressing. Bacon.
Bacon.
Cheddar cheese.
Cheese.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Well, I don't know.
Well, that's optional.
There's a hero there.
Okay. But I will say this. Garlic toasted hero.
Uh-huh.
And if you're feeling extra fat.
Ooh.
Mac and cheese.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the mac and cheese
on there.
Let me
tell you, though. That's a game changer.
So, wait. The mac and cheese on the chicken cutlet. With the bacon, with the cheddar, all you know, with the coleslaw too.
No, it's you interchange between the coleslaw. Well, you get it one of three ways. So either no coleslaw, with coleslaw, or with mac and cheese. So it's either one or the other or none.
That sounds pretty interesting.
It's pretty good.
That's a hero that I could go for.
Oh,
I need a hero.
Hero. So, yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's a pretty good song.
I wonder if anybody actually realizes that you were singing a song like earlier.
I mean, I hope so, because, I mean, I'm sorry. It was stuck in my head for like all day, and honestly, because last night I was playing games with the boys, so that song came up in conversation. I was the gunner of an American tank, and I was, okay, so I'm going to go into some weird nerdisms right now. I sometimes play near realistic combat games.
Oh.
And there's this one game on PC. It's called Squad, right?
Squad.
It's similar to a game which is called Arma, just a little bit more simplified and easier for a plebeian like me to understand.
Okay.
While still being just complicated enough to where you feel like you're learning something.
Interesting.
So it was me and like three other friends that I've known since I was in elementary school. And we were playing. And I was the gunner of the tank. So I had a friend who was commandeering the squad. So he was giving them, you know, like, oh, you know, like, go ahead 30 meters and stop, cut the engine. And then Zambo, you scan for targets on the rooftops in the far distance bearing west, like 264 or something.
Oh.
Like things like that. Like
okay.
Actual, like, pretty decently, like,
coordinates.
Coordinated, like, things. And
I'd be lost on that one. I could do the gun thing.
The best part is about it, it's all on your screen. So it's like you can kind of figure that out.
You can figure it out.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, okay, I know that if I look north, that's my 6-2-4. Like, I'm not that smart.
I'm
not that smart.
I'm kind of nerdy with that stuff, but
and
I
heads up,
that.
In a heads up display, I can call out enemies. It works out. We're playing, and this enemy tank rolls up about, I would say, 200 meters on the other end. Yep.
Just like that?
Exactly. And I'm just like, I'm getting psyched because we're like right next to a control point. So it's like capture the points in like a battlefield or like Call of Duty where it's like, you know, if your whole team controls the points after about a 5-minute period of defending them and you don't lose the points, you win the game. It's stuff like that. And I see him and I go like enemy APC, roughly 200 meters due east. And they went, all right, everybody mark your eyes on and watch for any infantry. And Zambo, you're clear to engage. So I literally just start shooting him with anti-tank rounds, so armor-piercing rounds.
Okay.
And I just simply start singing, I need a hero, bang. I'm all in out for a hero to the end of the night, bang, bang, bang. And I'm just like, I'm literally just timing my beats to the song, and I ended up blowing them up.
Were they dead?
Oh, they died.
Okay.
They died good. It was mostly dead because it was the beginning and they respawned and then they can come back and I think they killed us later, but I didn't know if it was them or not. It was funny. But we won and that was great.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's always a America. Win is always a W America. Is always better than an L.
Yeah, so that's my nerdism. So every now and again I play those type of games. It's usually rare when I do, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I don't play them too often, so I don't get bored of them.
Oh yeah, no. I mean,
because it's a lot. It's a lot.
That sounds like a lot of
it's
work.
One of those,
also,
it's one of those games where you have to get into a car, turn on the engine, and then disengage the parking brake, and then you can drive. It's like one of those types of games where it's very, very intuitive. People build like video game systems, like how people build them for flight simulators. People build them to fly vehicles in these games, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, to fly and drive vehicles in these games. It's crazy.
People are nuts, mm-hmm. But they like to get away from the real world.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Listen, sometimes games are a great escape sometimes.
No, it's true. Yeah, what do you call it? And I'm going to talk to you a little more about gaming
it's fine.
The thing, what do you call it? I just want to
go
make
ahead.
Sure
I'm
everybody
sorry.
Knows.
I took us
no,
very
no, no,
far.
No, that's fine. Yeah. What do you call it? That's a good story. And what do you call it? We'll go back into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just didn't want to forget this.
No. The intro is very important, and I completely digressed it.
As always, within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Manitail hair care products, discover the secret, Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. Woo. World. So woo. You were talking about the game that you guys were playing.
Yeah, Squad.
So I think it was either Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what must have been Friday because Saturday we pick up the puppy, which we'll talk about later.
Yes.
What do you call it? So maybe it was even Thursday. I don't know. Anyway, I picked up for the Oculus. Because mm-hmm. I haven't played the Oculus since I was sick.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense because now you're back into the swing.
Yeah,
things,
yeah. So now I'm feeling a lot better. And what do you call it? I wound up making myself nauseous because you know how when you do the motion too fast. So what do you call it? I was being a little too ambitious. Yeah,
you get motion sickness.
I was doing a little too ambitious. I was. But I wound up doing. I grabbed the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge game.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah?
It's pretty awesome. Okay. It's very, very immersive and is a lot going on. So just like you said with figuring out and the coordinates and this and that, it's not like that per se.
But there's a lot of details that if you keep playing, you'll notice things.
Yeah.
That's basically the same thing with me. Like I know how to call out targets and stuff like that, but... You know, it's just to fire the gun. It's just a mouse click away.
It's
so
crazy.
You know, that's pretty easy for me.
Then you've got to sit. I mean, there's what do you call it? Like I have a whole bunch of different weapons. I was able to kind of you know, pick up
fiddle
and
paddle.
Then there's what do you call it? You have this little tool
pitter patter
that you have to use to like either solder things or you know, desolder things or like
open
electrify
up doors.
Zip.
It's a multi tool.
Yeah, multi tool, and it like zips out like these. Anyway.
No, I understand. It does all these little
things.
It's pretty crazy. To get around.
So I'm sitting here going, what nice. The hell? You know, so have you played it?
No, but I know kind of the type of toy that you're talking about because there's a lot of games that use that toy, even in non-VR settings, to kind of give you that near Mary Sue experience to be able to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Did you, with your Oculus, did you download the finger gun game yet?
No, not yet.
That's
only
what
because
go,
I have to.
You can get the demo.
Yeah.
It's free.
Nice.
But you have to do it where you have to attach it to the computer. And you have to do side quest.
Oh, that's fine.
So you know how to do that. So.
Yeah, I can figure out how to do that. I know the Oculus Link. I have that stuff all hooked up.
Yeah.
I just got to work with my brother to configure it on a game per game basis because each game treats it differently.
Yeah, no, this one it's you know they're
plug
getting
play,
everything
basically.
Ready.
Nice.
Yeah, and what do you call it? Once we downloaded it, it's there. So
all
we're
right,
able
cool.
to sit and play it. But what do you call it? It's really fun.
Nice.
It's with all the, with your hands.
Controllers, yeah.
So what do you call it? But it's Western. You know what I'm saying? So
and
it's
that's
fun.
And that's something that you are very keen on trying to be a part of.
Well, yeah, no.
In a good way.
That's, it's my voice on there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
But since it's the demo, it's only just the one area, but it's not like the full game.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you voice everything already?
I voiced not the whole game. I voiced most of the intro stuff. And I did all the, the interactive stuff at the beginning for the demo.
Okay.
But what do you call it? For the game itself, I got a lot of stuff I'm going to have to do.
Gotcha.
So that
nice.
That hasn't come yet, but I just figured that you might just enjoy the game itself, not even having to do with me.
I'm a fan of target shooting in general, so that'd be fun.
But it's just, it's all finger. That's what makes it cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all the hand.
The hand movements.
What is it called?
Finger guns.
No.
Hand tracking?
Hand tracking.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's all hand tracking. There's no controllers. It's all hand tracking.
Yeah, you can use the hand tracking.
So it's...
Yeah, the Oculus hand tracking software right now is very new.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's very new, so it's still a little bit on the buggier side. So I know it's not the game developer's fault. It's more like Facebook and Oculus' studio's fault. But I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it is in there. It's still very new.
Yeah.
And the cameras can only pick up so much on the Oculus.
It's so wild.
Exactly.
How it works.
It's so cool, right?
Yeah.
I did it just simply like just navigating like YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so weird. I feel like I'm on the holodeck.
Nuts. It's nuts.
I know.
It's so, what do you call it? I don't know. I feel, just like Star Trek.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like I'm on the holodeck. It's just
craziness.
Like flip.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Like, ding, ding.
Yeah, doing
ding,
like,
ding.
Like at Tony Stark's workbench, basically.
It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
Yes.
It's morphin' time.
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And we are back to Within Brimskin.
I'll let you boy.
Hello.
So how was New Year's?
It was pretty good. Quiet.
Yeah?
It was nice.
What'd you guys do?
So I was at Jen's house. We literally just, we had wine. We made a charcuterie board.
Oh.
And we got drunk off of mimosas all night because we had a crap ton of champagne from people who have gifted us from the engagement party. So we just grabbed a bunch of OJ, grabbed some food. We made a homemade pigs in a blanket.
Mm.
And I made a homemade mac and cheese while also having homemade pierogies.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
nice.
So good.
Wait a minute. Did you remember to bring the eggnog?
You know what? I didn't, and here's my reason why.
Okay.
My brother drank it all.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. I wanted to, I specifically labeled a bottle to not drink, and he didn't see the label.
No love.
So I'm going to make a bottle of the eggnog and bring it in because, son of a bitch, I'm pissed.
Well, how do you make the eggnog?
That's like, a secret family recipe. Primarily, though, I can tell you this. It's cognac, it's scotch, and it's rum. And it's also...
Do you need a blender, though?
No.
Okay.
We actually make it in a giant metal bowl and a whisk, like a big kitchen whisk. And you need egg yolks, you need heavy cream,
okay.
And obviously your, you know, spices, cinnamon, nutmeg.
Oh, so you need spice, a lot of stuff.
You need a decent amount, okay, of stuff.
So it's not like something you can make here in the studio.
I mean, I could make it in the studio. It's just I would need some supplies here to make it, like, that would fit it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be crazy, but I could make it in the studio, yeah. We just need to have everything here to do it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, the way we serve it with the ice cream and everything, that's another thing.
Interesting. I mean, because you know, cognac and everything's expensive.
No. You can get cheap $20.
Really?
I'm talking about American cognac, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no. You can get, like, literally, if you want the French cognac, that's going to run you $40, $50, $60.
Okay.
You can get American-based cognac, and that's like $20, $25, maybe $30, $35 if you want to go a little higher.
Yeah.
You can get the cheap stuff.
It'll still work out.
It still works just fine.
We should maybe.
And it's good to drink right out the gate once I'm done making it. I personally like to let it sit for 2 weeks, and then I think it's perfect. Obviously, you let it chill for 2 weeks, but right out the gate, it's still really good anyway.
Really?
Yeah. So it's still good to eat to drink right out the gate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's good to drink right out when you're done.
Maybe we'll do that.
I can do that.
Maybe they'll do that because what do you call it?
I'll just get the recipe. My dad has the recipe in his recipe.
Oh, you don't know it off the top.
No, I wish I did. If so, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'll just go to the liquor store right now and get all the crap. No, but if I just tell my dad, hey, can I get a picture of it? I need to make it here. And he'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a thought.
No, it's not a bad idea, and I don't mind doing it. It's still cold out, and I can still, you know, very much make it and be in the mood for it.
Yeah,
sloshed off that. Yeah. Hell, we'll get enough so that way everyone can take home a bottle. And that includes Alex and Tom, obviously.
Yeah. What do you call it? What was I going to say? Did you... what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve. That's
yeah,
right.
New Year's. So no eggnog, but yeah, so we watched the ball drop, and I felt for whatever reason that Planet Fitness was calling out to me, but
I don't know why.
I don't know why, but it just felt like I needed a Planet Fitness subscription when I was done watching Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve this year.
Oh, Lord.
Don't know why, but the way that they separated everybody on New York streets was very clever, and I kind of figured that's what they would do. But I'm glad that they did it the way they did, so they still had some people in the streets to make it kind of similar to what it usually is. And
it was
true.
They
sectioned it off enough so that if anyone decided to poop in the street and poop their pants, they know which group it was.
Ew.
Keep that in mind.
Does that happen?
Every year.
Really?
People wear diapers just so they can stand there all night.
That's really nasty.
I kid you not.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then it's ready for opening day next day.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
What do you call it? You know, all right. So you watched New Year's Rockin' Eve?
I did. I watched.
How about that god awful, you know, Cyndi Lauper deal?
Ugh.
I love Cyndi Lauper, and I don't know what the hell kind of crack she was smoking or
I
what. And
think it was because they, I think it was Planet Fitness.
I'm
just gonna blame the whole entire. Okay, Ryan Seacrest did not look like Ryan Seacrest.
Well, that's because he had a mask on.
He didn't. Ha ha ha. No, when he actually didn't have his mask on, when he was upstairs, like not down in the street, he did not look like him.
No?
He didn't. Nothing like himself.
That's
I think
fine.
It's because he gained so much weight in the face. He didn't have that chiseled jawline that he had normally.
Well, he's been around for a long time.
He
now.
Has. So now he's
not a young bird
no,
anymore.
No, he's not, but he's always managed to look young.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, getting work done or eating fit or staying fit, whatever the heck he does. This year, I guess probably because of COVID, which obviously it affected all of us. You could see it on Seacrest.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I could imagine. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Nothing against the dude. Still looked good. Just saying, looked completely different.
Yeah,
couldn't
no,
recognize him at first.
What do you call it? That's, Mr. Greer just walked in.
Hello.
What do you call it? The entire,
mm-hmm.
first of all, the entire show itself was just not the
blasé.
Way it normally was.
No, and it isn't, and it wasn't definitely. It's a lot of the, you know, stuff was pre-recorded. So, like, you know, it was very tough to enjoy the live in the moment stuff going on. The fireworks were fine. That was cool.
The Cyndi Lauper thing,
that was weird.
I can't remember the guy who sang with her, what his name is. He's what do you call it?
Fine, you were too hyperfixated on Cyndi
Lauper. I don't know what the hell the deal is with that dude. I mean, I know Danielle knows who he is. Mm-hmm. He's a very accomplished singer, Broadway person. You know, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stand, you know, every year he sings on the show, and I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He could be great. He looks fantastic in those crazy dresses that he wears, like on red carpets and the fashion world stuff. But, you know,
he does what he does, and he does it well.
Yeah, but bro, you're not RuPaul. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think he's trying to be like a RuPaul, and maybe not.
Maybe without the drag. But
yeah, I have nothing against him. I don't know what that was between him and Cyndi Lauper, but it was just not good. And Cyndi Lauper, especially when he got off the stage, it was like she was on some kind of a bad acid trip. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
And I love Cyndi Lauper, you know? Yeah. And she had this geriatric woman,
so
female
wait,
DJ
you're telling
in the
me,
back.
You're telling me that once that guy got off the stage, her true color started shining through.
Yeah, pretty much. Woof. And it was awful.
Woof.
It was awful. And she's such a great performer in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she has that crazy voice, you know, like it's cool. I
think
get
it's
it.
Because it's such a strict, like, corporatized event. And I don't mean this in a horrible way. There's so many rules and regulations and like things and guidelines that they have to follow because God, they just want to avoid any instance of a possible Janet Jackson moment again. Or a Mariah Carey throwing up her hands in the middle of a set and walking off stage.
But it wasn't, I mean, she had the full stage set. I mean, she was there, and it was just her and the geriatric female DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And they even like high-fived each other at one point. I thought they were going to like break a hip. It was bad. It was bad.
DJ Ariatric?
Oy kavolt. I'm putting it out there. I am not hating on Cyndi. I love Cyndi Lauper. Love her. And you know, I will belt out any song. I don't care who's around. You know what I'm saying? The fact of the matter is that it just was not a good performance. And then the funny part is right before she went into the second song, did you watch that part or did you not see it?
I kind of tuned out for some of the concert stuff because we were busy like eating and drinking. So it was a little bit tougher. And cooking.
Yeah.
So
in between the two things, they never really took the camera off of Cyndi Lauper. And all of a sudden, like, one of the assistants or the stagehands had come up, and they were, like, trying to help her with, like, a scarf that she had on. And, you know, and she's like, oh, you know, and this thing and whatever and blah, blah. And you can hear her voice, you know, when she does that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then she's got that Brooklyn kind of voice sometimes. And anyway, and then and then all of a sudden she's like, I'm on camera. I'm like, get out of here. I'm on camera. You know? And
oh,
meanwhile, it was like still in the distance, but you saw and heard, and then it zoomed right in on her.
Because they were getting that. Yeah.
I was crying. I was like, what the hell? And then she just did that whole god awful act. You need
That's
to watch
funny.
The performance.
I'll have to tune into that because
it's
I didn't
3 minutes.
Get a chance to see that.
You're not gonna lose too much sleep off of it. But it's definitely something that's just to witness.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that year that Mariah screwed up her own song.
Yeah, that was literally like last year.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it was just like, you know, you're on national television, dude.
Exactly.
You know, like, don't have a pissy fit while you're on national television.
Did you see the trend that was going around when the clock struck? Midnight.
Which one?
People were screaming out Jumanji.
No.
Jenna was one of them.
Really?
Yeah. I totally forgot to do it. I was planning on doing it, but my brain like just conked out
but
at the
why?
Last second.
But why? What was the point of that?
Because, you know, when you win the game Jumanji, you have to say the word Jumanji, and okay. then things revert back
got
to
you.
When they were before the game started.
I see.
Thinking if a lot of people shout Jumanji, maybe it'll work. And, you know, I was drunk enough to be like,
maybe. Well, Jumanji or Beetlejuice, whatever the hell it is. Anyway, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with WBS.
It's showtime.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the World D from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626
to save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof! I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
Hello.
So yeah, what do you call it? So yeah, New Year's for us was quiet. You know, it was
good.
It was you know, Danielle, myself, Haley, and Dylan was home for a little while, and then he went to his girlfriend's.
Yeah.
And,
Sam you know, was already back, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Sam's home already. She was only in for the holiday.
Okay.
For you know, the Christmas time, even though we're Jewish. You know,
that's but, okay.
You know, so showed. That was that. You know, and then and you know, I did my usual thing where I make a whole lot of food that, you know, sometimes we eat a lot of it. Most of it goes into the fridge because, you know, for leftovers the next day.
Yeah, I mean, literally between Christmas, You got Christmas, you got Gooch Week, and then you got New Year's.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's nothing. Yeah, it's just a lot of food for leftovers.
And you know what's crazy is that, you know, there were certain things that, like, we wanted, or just like Haley had asked for, like mozzarella sticks and stuff like that, you know, which we usually have. Nobody had it. I mean, I waited till last minute, you know, to go. Technically, I didn't wait. Danielle said she was going to go, and then I'm like, you still didn't go? And she's like, oh, I didn't get to go yet. I'm like, all right, fine. I just freaking went. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I did it so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that being said, we went and we did, and I got, and I couldn't get half the stuff.
I left out the best part of the meal.
What?
We got dinosaur nuggets.
Dinosaur nuggets?
Dino nuggies.
You got the nugs.
We got the dino nugs.
That's nice.
So good.
Those are like, and they're cheap, too.
I know.
It's like $7.99 or something for a big package.
Dude, they were in packs of like 19, or like any between 70 and 19. They were on sale at the Stop & Shop near me. $3 a pack. I picked up three. I'm like,
to town.
Oh, dude, I ate them all.
Was it just the two of you?
Oh, yeah, it was just two of us.
That's nice.
Yeah, so what we did is we took one pack of them and we tossed them in buffalo sauce.
Okay.
So we made hot dino nugs.
Hot dino.
And then we had regular nugs just for, you know, the hell of it. And we basically ate them all.
Did you use the torch, don't die?
No, because Jenna didn't want to burn out.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
She can handle that.
She can handle it.
She can't
handle
that
one. But she wanted to enjoy herself. You know what I mean? She likes it.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to burn herself out.
I've been like dousing. I'm actually almost done with one of my bottles.
Already?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I've been dousing it. Not to change. I'm not doing the promotion thing. But what do you call it? Like, I've been using it on like everything from the tacos to, you know, this to that, the next thing. I've been dousing it.
Yeah.
Especially now because I have less, you know, like it takes more for me to taste something.
Oh, okay. So you now know, you're going I'm still nuts getting with it.
Yeah. I can still taste. You know, but
it's just not all of it.
It's not all there yet.
Do you feel the heat a lot more?
I got the heat.
You got the heat.
I got the heat. And I'm okay with it, but I want the flavor.
Yeah,
I want
to
taste the damn thing. So, yeah, so it's interesting.
I get you.
But, you know, so that being said, yeah, New Year's was just, it was interesting.
Good.
But, you know, it was just, I guess, you know, the older you get and the older your kids get, and then you're just like, okay, well, you know, they're not home, you know, like, yeah, we spoke to Samantha afterwards after 12 o'clock and Dylan, even though he was coming home later.
Even with me, like me and my friends, like we never really did anything big for New Year's. Like there was maybe like 3 years in total that we've actually done something rather decent in like the whole time we've all hung out. So it's just like,
we never go anywhere.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There's not much to do for New Year's. It's just, what are you going to do? Drink like every other night, except you go 10, 9, 8, yay. Like, come on.
I don't trust being out on New Year's because there's too many irresponsible people.
That too.
You know?
Thanksgiving and New Year's and Christmas are the three biggest holidays to really avoid driving.
And this year, I mean, obviously, you know, you really shouldn't have been going anywhere anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like at the end of the day, yeah, it was nice and quiet, you know. We spoke to everybody and you know, at home, you know, like our you know, the kids and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, all right, that's good. And then, you know, we had our New Year's everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Yeah,
but
I get you.
What do you call it? So it was like regular New Year's. Just with less children.
That's what it feels like, yeah.
But what do you call it? Yeah, so then on Saturday, we, you know, we've been looking for months already at this point, probably about a month and a half, 2 months for a new dog. Even though, you know, like we're still not over Roxy and we never will be, but you know, we've been looking for a dog and we're just like, all right, well, what are we going to do? And, you know, we tried a couple of different things, you know, with rescues and, you know, a couple other people that I knew that we were talking to, and it's just, we weren't either connecting with the animals or we just were not, you know, it just wasn't the right thing. And, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to set things up during COVID.
I got you.
Because, you know, it's where we want to get a dog that we think is a cute dog.
Yeah.
But we also need to make sure that we vibe with the dog because you could sit with 20 different dogs and might only vibe with two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, that's exactly it. You got to find that. It's almost like, I mean, this is said a lot, but it's not like, you know, you pick the dog kind of picks you.
Exactly.
And if that doesn't really happen, if you don't feel that connection with the dog, you're not going to have a good time with that dog.
No. And you got to, this is the animal you're going to have. It's their forever home and the whole nine yards. And so, you know, we wanted, you know, a pup that was going to be part of the family. And so when we were going in, we were like, all right, we're not looking for a specific breed per se, but we were looking for Pomskies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they are like the most expensive thing right now because it's like the new designer dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the end of the day, we wanted a small dog.
Yeah.
We also, the other rule was we didn't want it to look like Roxy because, you know, Roxy's Roxy.
Yeah, Roxy is her own. And exactly. You can't have someone that looks like her.
And, you know, we wanted a female dog, mm-hmm. you know, and we wanted a small dog. So we were just going crazy. Couldn't find anything that we really connected with. And what do you call it? We were at my in-law's house on Saturday. I know you guys were here at the studio. I was going to be here, but then Danielle's like, well, we got to go to my in-law's. I was like, okay.
That's fair. You had stuff to do.
And when we went to, when we went over there, I was still looking through, you know, some stuff and I go, you know what? Let me check out, Selmer's Petland, which is, you know, on, here on Long Island. And it's, if we had more time, I'd have you do the Long Island thing. What do you call it? It's on like 110 and Jericho Turnpike.
Okay.
It's about
it's not too far.
It's not far. It's just east of 110
yeah.
on Jericho. And now this place has been there for like 30, 40 years.
So they pretty much know what they're
doing. They've been around
for
a very long
time.
Or at least
you want to say that they do, yeah.
They've been around so long that when I was in the pet industry, when I was like 18, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I was doing stuff in the pet industry.
Yeah.
They were one of my clients.
Ah.
So I know people. I did, you know, and what do you call it? I knew of them. The place is like one of those special places. Like back in the day, they used to have all the exotics, the mm-hmm. real crazy exotic animals.
Used to be like Jungle Bob.
Yeah, like, and what do you call
it? AJ's Jungle, whatever the hell that's called.
Yeah, and you know AJ's Jungle.
Yeah, it's the one on Sunrise.
Right, and what do you call it? They had a problem years and years and years ago where... There was an electric issue, and it burned the place down, and a lot of the animals died, and which was awful. You know what I mean? Because
horrible.
You know the animals. What are you gonna do? The fact of the matter is you know they came back from that. There, it's just a really cool place, and mm-hmm. You know we checked them out, and they're like, and I called them. I said, hey, you know it's Brim. I wanted to see if maybe I could come down and take a look at some of the dogs, and let me tell you, slim pickings.
Yeah.
But when we went in.
Holiday season too. A lot of dogs get adopted.
Yes.
And also a lot of dogs get abandoned too after a couple weeks.
Oh yeah.
So be
and
on the lookout for shelters, people.
Yeah. And so we went down and you know, we weren't thinking that we were going to be walking out with what we walked out with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And
that's sometimes the best laid plans.
Exactly. And again, we didn't go in with necessarily a preconceived notion, except mm-hmm. for we had certain things that we wanted. And
small, not like Roxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first thing was they didn't have any females.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I said to Danielle, I said, look, let's look anyway. Let's see what they've got. Let's play with some of the dogs. If they're going to let us play with the dogs, let's play with the dogs. See what happens. So just like when we got Roxy, the first dog that I sat her with was Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
She liked her. She sat with her. She loved her. I made them put her back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took like 10 other dogs out and had her sit with all the 10 other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, no, I want the first one. I want her.
That's fair.
And that's how we got Roxy. So with this one, what do you call it? The first one that she looked at was, you know, Jasper, which
Jasper.
Is his name.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? His what do you call it? He was he's the runt of his litter,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's this tiny little thing. It's a mini dachshund. And he was like right in the front. And she goes, he's so adorable. He's so cute. And then we looked at all the other dogs and we took them out. We played with all the other dogs. We played. They brought two beagles in and you know,
yeah.
we were like, oh, they're cute, you know. But then I'm like, all right, let's see the other chihuahua, which was Jasper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he came in. He was the last one and he was the first one she looked at. And she was like,
ended up being the pick.
She's like, I really like him. But he's a boy. And she was hung up on that because
that's
we always
the
said
only reason,
right? So I said, you know what?
Come on.
It is what it is. Well, but and there are reasons for that.
Yep.
You don't want the humpy bear thing. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, my dog did it too, but we had to train her to not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It didn't really matter which one it was. We
it's
thought
true.
That wasn't going to happen, but it did. It's
yeah.
more of a dominance thing.
Yeah.
So if you
yeah.
teach them that you are the dominant species in the house, they will back down.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I don't mean that in a harsh way.
Yeah.
I mean that you just train them to just tell them that is negative or non endorsing behavior.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Know?
I give
yeah.
you that. What do you call it? I said let's
still.
Just go with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we wound up saying, all right, we're gonna take them.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked some stuff
Aww.
Out over there with my friends at Selmer's. And what
Good.
Do you call it? And again, fantastic place, fantastic animal.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got his first vet appointment with us tomorrow.
Yay.
And Very excited to bring him in to meet everybody, and you know, I just want him to get accustomed first. And that's basically it, man. So
that's awesome.
So Selmer's,
well, congrats to them, and congrats to you.
Yeah. So Selmer's, Selmer's Petland in Huntington, and what do you call it? Yeah, man. Hopefully, if anybody's on Long Island, they want to check out a pup. You know, I would suggest them. Very well taken care of, and very good people. Anyway, it is about that time, everybody. We thank you so much for tuning into Within Brim Skin. What do you call it? Happy, and healthy and wealthy New Year. 2021 will hopefully be a better year for everybody out there.
Yes.
What do you call it? In terms of you know, social media, make sure you hit us up all the time. We will definitely respond at SJ Zambito at The Real Brimstone. Hit us up at The Grindhouse Radio at the Grindhouse Radio.
The Real GH Radio.
Yeah, on Instagram at The Real GH Radio, on Twitter, all that jazz. And we will see you again next week.